This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Nida, tape number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Tzadok Menachem ben Harav Chaim Yosef Herber, Zichrono Libroche. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Herber.
We're now beginning Perek Dalid, B'nais Kusim of Masechta Nida, at the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says, a female Kusi has a halacha of Nida from birth, and a male Kusi has the din of someone who was Bayal a Nida, so he's metama things that he sits on, since we now have a suffix. But if he enters the Beis HaMikdash, there is no Tumas Mikdash, and if he touches Truma, we do not have to burn it. Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara. The rule is that Shasiya Bichlal Achila. Shasiya is considered as part of the halachas of Achila. In addition, we say that Sicha Kishasiya, anointing oneself with oil, is similar to drinking. And therefore, just as a Nida and a Zav cannot drink Truma, same is true, they can't smear themselves with oil of Truma. Kuntras Aladaf brings Rabbeinu Tam and Taisvis Divri Amas Chiluch Hashemen, who says that Sicha Kishasiya is only Midrabanan. And therefore, the pasuk that the Gemara brings, where we bring this halacha from, is only an esmachta. Rabbeinu Tam adds that since the pasuk that alludes to the concept of sicha kishasiya speaks of oil, v'tavei kamayim bikir bayoch hashemen b'atzmaisav, the Rabbanim applied this rule specifically to oil, but not to other smearing agents, such as fats or chelev and so on. If one smears himself with non-kosher fats, it's not considered as though he's drinking them. Rabbeinu Tam, in Yuma, Daf Peches Amar Aleph, says that the Rabbanim applied the rule of Sicha Kishasiya only to the laws of Truma and Yom Kippur, but not to other Isurim. According to this opinion, one is permitted to smear himself, not only with non-kosher fats, but even with non-kosher oil. The Rama in Hilcha Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen, Shincha, Vav, Sifyud, writes that one may not wash himself on Shabbos with soap or fats. The Vilna Gaon infers that the Rama agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, for he seems to permit using soap during the week, despite the fact that soap commonly contains forbidden fats. The Vilna Gaon cites many Rishayim who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam and do not distinguish between oil and fats or between Truma and other Isurim. Therefore, the Vilna Gaon says he assers using non-kosher soap, since according to many Rishayim, smearing is considered tantamount to drinking with respect to all Isurim. The Aruch HaShulchan, Yerodeah, Simen Kufyot Zayin, Sifkot and Choftes, notes that everyone uses non-kosher soap, and he's never heard of a Rav who objected to this practice. He suggests that all agree that it's mutter to use our soaps today, even though they contain non-kosher ingredients, because they're not edible. In fact, they're not edible, they're not roi l'achilas kelef. He reasons that since it is not usur to eat or drink a non-kosher product which is unfit for a kelef, ein roi l'achilas kelef, so too one may smear himself with such a product as well. The Gemara says that Truma in Chutz Laaretz is only usur for someone who has a Tuma directly from his guf, for example, a Zav. Any woman, even a young child, can become a Zava, and a young boy can become a Zav as well. Daf Lamed Gimel. Whatever a Zav or a Zava sit on, they are metame. So if this bed, for example, becomes tame, if someone tahar sits on it, they could become tame as well. The Gemara says, min ha-taira, by a Zav and a Zava, we can sometimes count a Tahar day via the rule of Miktzas Hayoyim Kikulei, that if you just have part of the day, that's considered to be a full day. Same we know as the Halacha by Avelis, that part of a day of Avelis is considered like a full day of Avelis. So on day 7, she can go to the mikveh in the morning, although she would be mutter to her husband only at night. Today this does not apply to a Nida, because by a Nida you need a full 7 days. We do not say Miktzas Hayoyim Kikulei. So if a woman does a hefsek tara on Tuesday night, she cannot first go to the mikveh until at least the following Tuesday night. A zava must count 7 clean days before going to a mikveh. Rami Bar Chama asks, what if she secretes shichvas zera from her husband during these 7 days? Does that cancel any of these days or not? And the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion on that. Taisvis rules l'chachmir, that the day on which the Zava is Piletas Shichva Zera, this cannot be counted as one of the 7 clean days. Taisvus asks, and this is important halacha l'maisa, that in present times when all Nidus are treated as Zavas, any nida may not begin counting the Shiva Nikiyam, the 7 clean days, until the 4th day after Tashmish, to ensure that she will not be paletas shichva zera during her Shiva Nikiyam. So we have to wait, actually, and today we wait 5 days. We can hold dear Mitzvah Kikule, but we wait 5 days until we begin counting Shiva Nikiyam, because we're chayshish that she would be paletas shichva zera, which would be mevatel one or more of the Shiva Nikiyam. In addition, there are a number of other chumras which we practice today as brought in the Ramah, Simin Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, brought in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Rabbanan, first of all, did not differentiate between one Nida and the next. We say Loi Plug. And they said that all Nidas must wait these 3 days, and we're machmir with 5 days, whether there was Tashmish preceding this or not. In other words, even if, for example, the woman's husband was out of town, so it would be impossible that she had Tashmish, which would mean it's impossible for her to be Piletas Shichva Zera, we still say Loi Plug, and she still has to wait the period of 5 days. In addition, because of a concern that in certain cases a woman might inaccurately compute a 3-day wait, that's why we add a 4th day. We really say that we wait until the 5th day, i.e. 4 full days, in addition to the day that the period began before she counts Shiva Nikiyam. But as we mentioned here, we say Miktasayam Kikule, so the 5 days include any portion of any days, and then you can begin counting Shiva Nikiyam. The Gemara says finally that there are 6 cases of Sveikas, that we burn Truma, including the Truma of an Am Haaretz. The next Mishnah. A female Tzduki, who follows the ways of her parent, is like a Kusi, who is like a Nida from birth. But Rabbi Yossi says, if they separate from the parents, then they could become more like a Yisraelis. Daf Lamedal, the next Mishnah. If an Akum gave birth and saw Dam, after the 14 days of Yemei Tuma, she's Tahar. If she's also a Mitzaras, Beishamai says she's Tahar, Beisil says Tameh. After 14 days regarding a Nekeva, if she sees Dam, Beishamai says even before Mikvah, the Dam is considered Tahar. Certainly after Mikvah, it's Tahar. Beisil says it's Tameh until after Mikvah. Gemara. Even though Beishamai says Dam of a Goya is Tahar, but if a male Goy has Ziva, even Beishamai is Maida that he's Tameh. And even though by a Goyish woman Beis Hillel holds Dam is Metame, but the carry of a Goyish man is Tahar. If a Goy was Boyal of Bas Yisrael, if she is Pilot to Shechva Zera, she remains Tahar. The Zera of a Yisrael, however, is always Tame, even if he injects it into a Goya. Finally, by a Zav, after the first Re'iyah, he can be Metame B'maga, through touching. After the second Re'iyah, he can be Metame B'masa, as well, via carrying. Daf Lamed Hei. If the first Re'iyah of Dam comes via an Oinus, sometimes it is a Metame. Rav Huna says, by a Zav, it is. The flow of Zivais comes from Basar Meis. The flow of Shechva Zera comes from Basar Chai. After a woman has a baby, she becomes Tame. A boy for 7 days, a girl for 14 days. Then she becomes Tahar. And the blood is Tahar. Rav says both Tame and Tahar blood come from one simple and one single mayan, one source. Levi says it comes from 2 sources. One of them closes, and the other one then opens to let the other type of blood in. Daf Lamed Vav. If a woman has a long period without dam, for example, 3 months, this would be a woman who was nursing or who was pregnant, and then she sees some dam, we're not chayshish that she was a nida lamafreya, i.e. we say instead, dayan shaita, as we said at the beginning of the Masechta. The halacha in the Machlokes Levi and Rav is like Rav, that there is one mayan for both Dam Tahar and Dam Tameh. And this is Bein L'chumra, Bein L'kula. The next Mishnah. If a woman saw Dam for the first time, she's called a Nida. If a woman sees Dam with birth pain, so she doesn't become a Zava. But if she sees it for 3 days within the 11 days, that if it was a normal time, she would be called a Zava, and then the pain stops for 24 hours and she gave birth, Rabbi Eliezer says she's a Zava, since there was a 24-hour break, probably what she saw before had nothing to do with the blood. Rabbi Yeshua says the time is a day and a night, that we reckon this, not 24 hours. The Gemara. Rav says, normally if a woman sees Dam during the Yemei Ziva for 1 day, she becomes a Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. She needs now a full day without Dam. But if it's around the time of birth, this doesn't apply. So even if she sees Dam for 3 days during Yemei Ziva, she isn't a Zava, and that's a Gzeres HaKasef, because she had a baby. Shmuel says, Min Rabbanan, she needs Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. Rav Yitzchak says, even on that day, she can still have relations. The Rush in Siman Beis says that today we say that a woman who gives birth is considered a Zava, and they still have to wait Shiva Nakiyam. This is because Rabbi Zeira on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph says that the accepted minhag today is for a woman to consider themselves Zavas after any type of a blood discharge. This chumra applies even to blood that emanates due to childbirth. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch adds that even if a woman does not notice any bleeding during childbirth, she must consider herself a Zava, because as we've mentioned a number of times, the efshla psichas hakever b'lay dam. It's impossible for the uterus to open without dam coming out. Chananya said, around the time of having a child, if there's pain in any part of the 3 days, we say she is not considered a Zava. Ravasi had zchus avos, so he wanted them to paskin the shilas like he used to say. Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim, normally, if a woman sees blood for 3 days during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, then she becomes a Zava Gedayla. She must count 7 clean days and then go to the mikvah. Rava asked on this, what if she began her Shiva Nakiyam for Zava and in the middle she saw blood due to child labor? This is called Dam Kaishi, and the Gemara says that just like Dam Kaishi does not cause a woman who was tahar to become a Zava, so too it's not Saiser, the Shiva Nakiyam. Finally, Reb Levi says the Gzeiros HaKasa that tells us blood which comes as a result of a Leda does not turn her into a Zava. That only applies to the 11 days where she is Roy to become a Zava. Rav says, even on the days that would be the Shiva Nakiyam, so which means an additional 7 days. And Rav Adda Barava says, even beyond this. Daf Lamed Ches. A Zava Ketana is if a woman sees Dam on 1 day of the 11 days, so she's just Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Means she has to do each, she counts one of the days, and then she'll be tar. Only for 3 consecutive days of the 11 days, if she sees dam, is she called a Zava Gedayla, where she'll need Shiva Nakiyam and then have to go to mikveh as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the 9th month is the Geirim of the birth, and any dam she sees with pain relates to the Vlad, even if the pain is on and off. We say that it's from the Vlad, and it's not dam that comes as a result of her being a Zava or a Nida. Shmuel held that the Hasidim HaRishayim would only have Tashmish from Tuesday night and onward, since births take place a full 9 months after the Bia, between 270 and 273 days. The 3 days are because Shechva Zera can create a baby for up to 3 days. So if they had Bia on Motzai Shabbos, Sunday night or Monday night, it would end up that the baby would be born on Shabbos and cause Chilul Shabbos. The Gemara says, while Dam Kaishi, blood from labor, cannot make a woman a Zava, if the birth ends up in a miscarriage, she will become a Zava, since the rule is, Ein Kaishi L'Nefalim. There is no labor when there is a miscarriage. So the Dam must be Zava-related, not child-related. The Mishnah. During the Yemei Yeledes, all Dam is Tahar, but this is only if it's Dam Ziva. By Dam Nida, she is also considered Tahar. Rabbi Eliezer says she's Tame. Gemara. Since the Kula of Tahara Yemei Leda is only by Tumas Ziva, we say, Daye lavoi minadin liyos kenadin. So by Dam Nida, we need to be machmer. Daf Lamed Tes, the next Mishnah. There are 11 days of the month, whereas if a woman sees Dam, it's Dam Ziva, and she's Becheskas Tahara, and a Bedika is required. If she has fixed Vestais, then on those days, she's Becheskas Tamea. So, if she didn't do a Bedika, we assume that she's Tame. The exception is, if she was frightened, then we say that she's Becheskas Tahara. But if she sees Dam in these 11 days, even once, we assume that she now has a Cheskas Tamea. Gemara. Rameir says if a woman does not have a Vest Kavua, a fixed period every month, then her husband can't have relations. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Simen Kuf Peites, says that a woman who does not have a Vest Kavua has to anticipate her period on the Oina Beinonis, which is the 30th day of her cycle, and therefore she has to separate from her husband on the 30th day. Today we also say that a husband and wife must separate on her Vest Hafloga, which is the anniversary of her last period. That could be the 27th day, the 28th day, the 33rd day, or whatever that might be. And many are machmer like the Chavos Das to be parish on day 31, as well as day 30, and the Vest Hafloga, as we mentioned before. If a woman has a period on day 15, the next month she is Osir on day 15, since her last Re'iyah. This is her own personal vest, as we mentioned before, the Vest Hafloga. Finally, a woman cannot be kaveya a vest during her Yemei Ziva. Reish Lakish said she can on the Yemei Ziva, but she cannot on her Yemei Nida. This marks the end of this parak. Perakei Yotze Daifen, the Mishnah. If a baby is not born naturally, but born as a Yotze Daifen, as we refer to it as a Caesarean, the normal halachas of Yeledes do not apply, i.e., there is no Yemei Tuma Vitahara and no Karban Yeledes. Reb Shimon says that she does have to do all those things, and all that does apply, since L'maisa L'maisa, a child was born. The din of Nida takes place as soon as Dam leaves the Mekor and enters the Beis Hachitzon, even if it hasn't left the woman yet, since the Pasuk says Bivsara. But the din of Zava only applies after the Dam actually exits the body. By a man, however, we say that a man does not become Tame with Tumas Balkeri until the Shichva Sera actually leaves his body completely. The Gemara. A woman does not become Tame as a Yeledis after a Yetzer Daifen, since the Pasuk says Isha Ki Sazria. It must be born from the place that she is Sazria, i.e. from the womb. The Gemara says if there are two births from the same conception, i.e. twins, who are born a month apart, the mother is still chayav to bring a separate carbon for each. Normally, even if a carbon is pasul, once it gets on the mizbeach by accident, we don't take it down. The rule is im ola lo yered, except in three cases: shchita balayla, if blood spills, and yatzo daman chutz likloim. In those cases, we say im ola yered. Finally, Reb Shimon added limudim for psulina, yaitze, tame, noiser, machshava chutz lizmane, and chutz limkayme. Chutz lizmane is referred to as pigal, by a Kabbalah, which is done by a pasul person, and if it's sprinkled on the wrong part of the mizbeach, in addition to being shaloi lishma. Daf mem aleph. Rabbi Yochanan says a woman only becomes tamei nida if the dam comes out of her body derech ervasa, via the normal route, i.e. the makam erva. But if the dam comes out when she's giving birth, via Caesarean, a yotze daifen, then she isn't tamei, and she's not called a nida. Rish Lakish says she's always a nida whenever dam comes out. What is the Beis Hachitzon? When we refer to the Beis Hachitzon in the Mishnah, what does that mean? Reish Lakish says the place that when a small girl sits, it can be seen. Reb Yochanan says, till the Bein Hashinayim, which is a small place near the womb. Finally, when a woman is poiletas shichvas zera, she is not allowed to eat truma for 3 days. Daf mem beis. When zera comes out from a woman after tashmish, we say that she is tame, because this is she's poiletas shichvas zera. The question is this because, is the reason that we say that she's tame, is that because ra havya, that it's like a re'iyah, or because of naigas havya, because she touched zera, which is tame? The nafgamina would be that if it happened in the middle of the Shiva Nakiyam, where she's a zava, if it's because of re'iyah, then it would be saisa the Shiva Nakiyam, and she would have to start counting the 7 days all over again. And if it hasn't left her body yet, if you hold re'iyah, she would become tame even before it left her body. So what we're basically saying here is that a woman who is poiletas shichvas zera, by her discharging shichvas zera, which could take a few days until it actually comes out, that is saiser v'shiva nakiyam. Therefore, since today we say that all nidus consider themselves to be zavas and they count shiva nakiyam, all nidus may not begin counting the shiva nakiyam until at least 72 hours after they had their last tashmish. And this is very nogea halacha l'maisa today, as is brought in the Ramah, Simit Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sif Yod Alf, that he says, all nidus, whether they had tashmish before the onset of the period or not, they still must wait 3 days before starting the Shiva Nakiyam. We say Lay Plug, all women have to wait. Not only that, because of a concern that they may have not accurately computed the 3 day wait, we added a 4th day. And the halacha, as we practice it today, is that a woman who experiences a discharge on Sunday has to wait until Thursday night to begin counting the Shiva Nakiyam. This is really like 5 days. We call it 5 days. It's the 4 complete days plus the day of the discharge where we say Mikzas Hayom Kekulei. And as mentioned, practically speaking, Bizman Hazeh, 5 days really would be the minimum anyway, because very few women will see blood for less than 5 days, which means many women have to wait 6 or 7 days actually before they stop seeing Dam and they can begin counting the Shiva Nakiyam. The Bach and Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, brought in the Taz Sifkot in Zion, rules that if the husband left town 5 days before his wife became Anida, then she's not required to wait the 5 days before starting to count her Shiva Nakiyam. Why? Because there's no concern of Paleta Shechvas Zera. It's impossible that she would be Paleta Shechvas Zera because they didn't have Tashmish in all those days before she started counting the Zion Nakiyam. Therefore, she doesn't have to wait the 5 days. The Marik, however, in Simin Lamed Hay, which is brought in the Taz, says that the minig today is to wait 5 days in all cases, whether the husband was in town and it was possible to have tashmish, and therefore it's possible to be poilet shechvas zera, or even if the husband was out of town before the period started. Now, what if a woman discharges blood or sees a kesem, a bloodstain, during the Shiva Nakia? Now, what happens there with the 5 days? Does she have to start all over with the 5 days, or she can begin counting Shiva Nakia immediately? The Shach there agrees that in such a case, she can begin counting Shiva Nakia again as soon as she's clean of dam, and she doesn't have to wait the additional 5 days. In that case, we don't have to start over with the 5 days. We only have to count over again with the Shiva Nakia. Why? Since the whole reason that we wait 5 days is only a chiv, because of the concern of Palat HaShech Vazera, the 5 days are reckoned from the time that she was last mutter to her husband, not from the time of the discharge. In this case, at the time of the second discharge, the woman was usher to her husband, because she was now in the middle of the Shiva Nakia, and she was counting. Therefore, since there's no concern of Palat HaShech Vazera, because we're 100% certain that no tashmish happened since the original discharge, which was more than 5 days ago, she doesn't have to start recounting the 5 days. She only has to recount the Shiva Nakia. Kuntras Aladaf brings the Taz, who writes that this chumr that we talked about before, that all women, lay plug, have to wait 5 full days, even if their husband was out of town, that only applies to a woman who's married. However, a kala, before her wedding, can count Shiva Nakiyim as soon as the flow of blood stops without waiting 5 days, because the concern of Palat HaShech Vazera was never made for a woman who isn't married, because it's not possible. The Shach, however, in Kuf Tzadik Vav, writes that some have a minig to require that a kala, before her wedding, even she waits 5 days before she counts the Shiva Nakiyim. The reason for this is, again, Loi Plug. The Rabbanon did not want to differentiate between the Takana in different cases. Rather, they simply said anybody who's a Nida has to wait 5 days before counting the Shiva Nakiyim. The Gemara says a Nida, a Zava in the 3 days of the 11, or a Shameres Yom Keneged Yom, which is 1 day of the 11, a Yeledes, are all Tameh, even if the Dam doesn't leave her body. She's Metameh Mibifnim Kibachutz. They came to Rava and asked him if it's mutter to do bris mila on Shabbos. And he said, if it's the 8th day since the birth, then it's mutter. But in this case, the person who asked the Shaila told Rava that really he heard crying late Friday afternoon, but the child wasn't actually born until Friday night. So Rava said, if its head came out on Friday, even if the rest of it did not come out at all till Shabbos, Shabbos would really be day 9. So it would be usur to do the mila, because mila shalei bizmana ein mechalin aleha es ha-Shabbos. The Gemara says, when a man is bayal a woman, this is called tumas beis hastarim, since the shich vazera is inside her womb. And this is a tuma, which is a gzeres hakosef. If a dead sheretz is inside a folded part of a person's body, i.e. that it's hidden, so therefore there's no tuma. But by nevela, it is tame even in a hidden place. Finally, normally a sheretz must touch the surface of a keli for the keli to become tame. But by a kli cheres, the sheretz only has to enter the airspace to create tuma in the keli. Daf Mem Gimel. A man needs to be careful when he holds or touches his aver, so he isn't meitzi shech vazera levatola. If shech vazera comes out, but not with the force of a shooting arrow, then it's not metame tumas balkeri, since it can't create a child unless it comes out kechetz, very, very strongly. Others argue that even if the zera can't help to create a child, it also creates tuma anyway. The Gemara says the urine of a zava can cause tuma. In fact, the saliva and the urine of a zava or anida, also causes tuma if the liquid touches something. If these people touch truma, they become tamei until tefillah occurs. Rava says if a zava had urine leave her bladder before tefillah, but it didn't come out from her until after the tefillah, we say that the urine is tamei and the tefillah is invalid. It's interesting that based on this Gemara, the Rama in Siman Kuf Nun Ches Sif Mem Gimel says, according to the Shari Dura, that a woman must empty her bladder before she goes to the mikvah. However, the Shach in Sif Kot Nun Hei says that b'di'evid, if she neglected to empty her bladder, the tefillah is not considered pasul, and the tefillah is still considered to be good. Finally, to become a zav, a man must experience an exiting of shich vazera, at least a shear big enough to cover the opening of the aver. Others say, even the shear of a kol shehu makes someone into a zav or a zava. The Mishnah. When a girl reaches the age of 1 plus 1 day, the din of tumas nida applies to her. After 10 days, zava applies to her. When a boy reaches 1 day old, he can become a zav and become tame if he touches a mace. And the din of yibum also applies if a brother dies without children. If one kills a child who is 1 day old, he's chaya for killing a person the same as if he killed a grown man. Finally, avelos is also chayev for a child who is one day old. Kudat al-Daf quotes the Rishayim who note a contradiction. This Mishnah says that a baby is considered an nefesh at birth. This indicates that an unborn fetus is not considered a nefesh, and one is not subject to the death penalty for its murder. On the other hand, the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, states that if a woman in labor dies on Shabbos, it's permitted to violate the Shabbos in an effort to save the life of her fetus. The fact that Chil Shabbos is permitted for the sake of a fetus indicates that even a fetus is considered a nefesh. The Ramban maintains that one may violate even an Isser Min HaTorah for the sake of saving a fetus, whether or not the mother is alive, despite the fact that a fetus is not considered a nefesh. And the reason, the Ramban explains, is because the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos is based on the logic of Amra Torah Chilalav Shabbos Achas Kedei Shishmar Shabbos Esharbe. It's worth violating a single Shabbos to save a life, to facilitate the observance of many subsequent Shabbosos. So we know from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufn and Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pehe Amud Beis. Even if an unborn fetus is not considered a nefesh, its preservation takes precedence over Chil Shabbos because many subsequent Shabbosos will be observed due to the birth of a Jewish child. Daf Mem Dalet, the Gemara. A Bas Chayin can eat Truma. Once she marries a Yisrael, however, she cannot. If he dies, she can eat Truma again. A Bas Yisrael, who is married to a Kayin, can eat Truma, unless the Kayin dies. But if she has a son who is a Kayin, then she can eat Truma as long as he is at least one day old. A child who is at least one day old can not only inherit, but he can give over a Yerusha as well. But if he dies before he's born at all, then he cannot. The Gemara says a Bechor gets Pishnayim of Yerusha, a double chelik. If, however, the son was born after his father died, he does not get Pishnayim, since the Pasuk says Yakir. He has to recognize his son. The father has to recognize his son, i.e., he has to be born before the father died in order for him to get Pishnayim. The Mishnah. When a girl reaches the age of 3, a bia with her is considered to be a good bia. If Kedushin is done with her with bia, then the Kedushin is mid-eraisa, and it's chal, and if Yibam is done, it's valid as well. If she marries a kain, she can eat truma. If one who is an erva is boil her, then he is chayev misa, but she is pater, since she's a katana. But under 3 years old, the bia is considered completely meaningless. Gemara. When the Mishnah says 3 years old, Rav Meir says this is equal to 3 years. The Chacham say it means 3 years plus one day. Daf Mem Hei. A bia b'saych gimel tears away the existing besulim, but then they grow back. Yustini, the granddaughter of Antoninus, asked Rebbe, how old can a girl marry? Rebbe said, 3. At what age can she have a child? Rebbe said, age 12. So she said that she had a child at age 7. Her answer is, how is that possible then? Their flesh is different from that of a Yehudi. Or she lied, and really she didn't have it at age 7. Finally, there are 3 women who should use a moch, a pad to prevent pregnancy. A ktana, a meubaris, a woman who's expecting, and a menika, a woman who is nursing. The Mishnah. When a boy reaches the age of 9, his bia is considered a valid one. But if he wants to give a get, he can't until he's a gadol, because now he has no das, he's a katan.